It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nathan Eagle takes a deep dive into who's funding Hawaii's Republican Party. Morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
So you've got some billionaire name dropping today, huh?
I do, yeah. I started looking deeper into these numbers, and it came down to just a few people giving the bulk of the funding for the Hawaii Republican Party, kind of really helping turn their finances around.
So who's on the list?
Well, locally, we've got Fred and Annie Chan. They made their fortune in tech in Silicon Valley, and they moved back to Honolulu several years ago. They've together given about $50,000. We've got Edward Ruski. He's a Los Angeles real estate titan. He gave another $25,000. And then we have almost a millionaire, Jay Scheidler, who's a Honolulu investor, giving $25,000 of his own.
Now, lots of people just think, wow, that's a huge chunk of change. But I guess these folks really can afford it.
Yeah, I think so. The Chans, for instance, you know, they built this home in Silicon Valley and sold it for $100 million. At the time, it was thought to be the most expensive home sale in the country, which they sold to this other Russian billionaire who was a big Facebook investor.
And now the Chans, they bought out, didn't they buy a home out in Portlock at one time?
Yeah, the old Kaiser estate. I think they still own. I'm not sure, though.
And so what's your take on this money and what they're trying to do?
Well, the Republican Party has been struggling for the past several years, if not longer, to really raise money that they in turn help provide, you know, training and things like that for candidates to run for office. So it's really important. It's interesting that it's only, you know, four people providing the bulk of it. But when you look at their past couple elections and they only had, you know, several thousand dollars, I think they're probably happy to get money wherever they can at this point to really try to turn things around.
Well, when we talk about money funding the party, I know the GOP really doesn't have a large pool to draw from when it comes to, you know, putting candidates up to run against the Democrats.
That's absolutely right. And they're hoping that some of these training programs and others might be able to help, but you hit the nail on the head. You know, they're only fielding in this election, I think, 23 candidates in 64 of the state legislative races, which that's not a lot.
No, it's not. So what's this about the training program?
So I don't have a whole lot of other details on that, but I think it's basically strategizing and helping them, you know, new candidates learn what it takes to run for office.
And what else are we seeing just as far as the candidates?
We're seeing them target certain races more, especially with the way some of these districts are drawn. They want to focus, you know, on races they think they can actually win. So it was that Westside's seat that Representative Tupola's giving up. That candidate, unfortunately, looks like is disqualified for not being a citizen. There's a possible pickup in Mililani, which was, if you remember, of course, was held by Representative Fukumoto, who was Republican before switching parties last year. So that district is a little split, maybe has a better chance there, and a couple others. But the more I talk to different political analysts and things like that, they're really thinking probably a net loss of the one West Side seat, and they don't see any of the others being picked up.
What about donations from, let's say, companies, local companies?
Yeah, there's a lot of those for smaller amounts, smaller compared to what the billionaires had offered. You know, we've got one that struck me was Hawaiian Electric Industries. They kicked in $2,500 to the party. We've got different other companies like A&B donating some money. They give to the Democrats as well. And then you've got the Republican National Committee actually stepping in and picking up the pace with some of its funding to the local party here for the first time in really since the Lingle years a decade ago.
So we'll have to see how far this money goes. I mean, I think folks really want a healthy two-party system, but the Republicans are really struggling.
Absolutely. Yeah, everyone seems to agree, like, we're all better off with a two-party state.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. The primary election is just a couple days away here, and yeah. We'll see how these candidates fare and where this money goes. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Great, thanks. Thank you.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.